USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans continue to pay more at the pump. That's according to AAA, who says the national average for a regular is up to $3.16 a gallon. That's 0.3 cents higher than yesterday. The CDC announcing new guidance on Tuesday, saying everyone should mask up in schools regardless of their vaccination status. Despite the new mask guidelines, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is endorsing a return to in-person learning for this upcoming school year. She also tells CBS This Morning, we do need to be careful when it comes to the Delta variant and children.
They tend to be more asymptomatic. They tend to have fewer symptoms. But I do want to emphasize that if you compare COVID deaths to children this year compared to flu deaths in prior years, it's about twofold more.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
The Senate is in session this Wednesday, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that when it comes to the bipartisan infrastructure deal, the vote to proceed to debate could begin Wednesday night.
Senators continue to make good progress on both tracks of legislation. Members should be prepared to vote again on cloture on the motion to proceed to the bipartisan infrastructure bill as early as tonight.
The New York senator also telling everyone to be prepared to work weekends. The U.S. women's 3-on-3 basketball team is the first ever Olympic gold medal winner. They took down the Russian Olympic Committee 18-15 in today's final. Stephanie Dolson leading all scorers with 7 points and collecting a game-high 9 rebounds. The U.S. dropped just one game in the tournament to Japan in the final game of pool play. Earlier in the day, China took down France to win the bronze medal. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Defense attorneys for Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant convicted of murdering Molly Tibbetts, argued earlier this week that their client deserves a new trial, citing evidence that they said ties her abduction and stabbing death to another man. Two new witnesses came forward independently of one another and told police that a local 21-year-old man, Gavin Jones, told them he had killed Tibbetts. Defense lawyers have requested a new trial based on that information. As far as if that will happen, defense attorney Johanna Spillbor tells Fox News.
Evidence is only as credible as its source. So this newly discovered evidence is inherently incredible. Why? Because it's coming from a jailhouse snitch, from another jailhouse snitch. It's hearsay evidence. Piled on hearsay evidence. And I don't think the judge is going to give it enough credibility to overturn what the jury already did here.
Some big changes may be taking place in college football.
The universities of Oklahoma and Texas formally requested an invitation for membership in the Southeastern Conference when their rights deal with the Big 12, their current conference, expires in 2025. The presidents of the SEC schools will reportedly meet on Thursday to discuss the request. Should they extend those schools' invites, the SEC would become the first 16-team super conference in major college sports. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Good morning and welcome to At the Library. I'm not sure why there's an echo. That's new. I'm Jennifer Winberry, Assistant Director at the Hunterdon County Library, and I'll be here every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Good morning and welcome to At the Library. I'm sure why there's an echo. That's new.
Let's try it again this way and see if there's no echo. I'm Jennifer Winberry, Assistant Director at the Hunterdon. Yep, I know why. Sorry about that. I forgot to plug you in. Okay, one more time. Sorry about that. Good morning and welcome to At the Library. I'm Jennifer Winberry, Assistant Director at the Hunterdon County Library. And I will be here every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio to catch you up on all the goings-on at the Hunterdon County Library. So spend an hour with me to hear the latest about library services, materials, as well as book reviews, author interviews, and much, much more. And this morning I am pleased to welcome three authors from Kensington Books. We have Sherry Harris, whose book, and all these books came out 2 days ago on Tuesday. Her second book, A Time to Swill, is the second in the Chloe Jackson Seaglass Saloon Mystery Series. Sherry is the Agatha Award-nominated author of the Sarah Winston Garage Sale Mysteries Series and the Chloe Jackson Seaglass Saloon Mysteries. She is past president of Sisters in Crime, a member of the Chesapeake chapter of Sisters in Crime, the New England chapters of Sister in Crime, and Mystery Writers of America. Sherry loves books, beaches, and bars, and Westies, not necessarily in that order. And she's also a patent-holding inventor. Julie Ann Lindsay's book, The Cider House, Cider Shop Rules, also came out on Tuesday. She's an award-winning best-selling author of mystery and romantic suspense. She has published over 40 novels since her debut in 2013 and is currently writing series as herself, as well as under the pen names Bree Baker, Jacqueline Frost, and Julie Chase. She is the 2020 Golden Quill Award winner for series romance, a double finalist for the 2020 National Readers' Choice Award for romance adventure, and the 2019 winner of the Daphne du Maurier Award for Mystery and Suspense, the 2019 Stiletto Award for Romantic Suspense, and the 2019 National Excellence in Romance Fiction Award for Romantic Suspense. When she is not creating new worlds or fostering the epic love of fictional characters, she can be found in the Midwest enjoying her blessed Midwestern life and probably plotting murder with